Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. It's so good to see you today.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is story time.
And the title of our lesson is The Restaurant Workers. So, Pauline, have you ever worked in a restaurant before?
I have. I've worked in many different restaurants. I love working in restaurants.
I have worked in restaurants, too. I really enjoyed the experience. You learn to work hard.
That's true. I know when I worked as a waitress, at the end of the day, I was very tired.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean. My feet always hurt. But I felt good about the work that I was doing there.
I agree. There's something that feels good about working hard and being tired at the end of the day. Well, today we have a story that includes a restaurant. I like our stories on this show.
Me too. It will be today and tomorrow. So today we'll start the story, but continue it tomorrow. So you can think about it at home.
Yes, there is always something to think about in our stories, but after you think about it, then you can share it with a friend and talk together in English.
And make sure to be using your English when you do. Well, let's get started. Here's Christina with those key words.
Hello, 今天要讲一个故事是关于一个很有钱的人。他拥有一家餐厅。He owned a restaurant.动词 own 就是拥有。有一天餐厅需要雇用额外的人手。He needed to hire extra workers. 动词 hire 就是雇用。结果有一个人正在找工作，听说一天的工资是75美元，听起来还算可以，就去工作了。It sounded fair to the man. 形容词 fair 表示公平或者合理的。老板分派他在餐厅洗盘子。He washed dishes there. 名词 dish 原本是盘子的意思，但是当我们讲到 wash dishes 洗碗盘的时候，它指的是所有要洗的餐具。老板下午的时候又找了一个人来餐厅工作，并且承诺会付他薪水。He promised to pay him for his time. 动词 promise就是承诺答应。
A rich man owned a busy restaurant. On one holiday, he needed to hire extra workers. Early that morning, he went out to find some.He saw a man.He was looking for work.
Would you like a job?
The rich man asked.
How much will you pay me?
The man asked.
I will pay you $75 for the day,
answered the rich man.
So, the beginning of our story starts with a rich man.A person who has a lot is rich. In this case, the rich man has a lot of money, and he owns a busy restaurant.
Ooh, own. I own these shoes. I own this shirt. They are mine. I think it would be fun to own a restaurant.
Me too. I like cooking, and I enjoy good food. Then you could make good meals for your customers.
Well, this rich man has a very busy restaurant, so lots of people come here often. He needs more workers, especially for the holidays.
Well, we found a man. He was looking for work. Hey, were you wanting to use this sentence? I bet you were looking for Rebecca. Well, here she is right here for some help.
Hello, friends. Wow!You're all so excited to learn today's use it tip. If you want to say that someone was looking for something, you can use today's use it. Let's look at a few examples. First, he was looking for his lost dog. Or, he was looking for some new clothes. Excellent job. Now, make sure that you go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So the rich man finds a guy who is looking for work.
Hey, Pauline, are you looking for work?
Well, no, thanks. I have work.
Would you like a job?
No, Peter, I already told you I have a job, and that's being the teacher here on this show.
Pauline, would you like a job? That's today's
calendar phrase.
Would you like a job?
Would you like a job?
你想要一份工作吗?
I have nothing to do. Nothing at all.
Would you like a job?
I sit here in the park all day.
Would you like a job?
I sit in the park all day, every day.
Would you like a job?
No, I like sitting in the park.
Would you like a job?
Would you like a job?
你想要一份工作吗?
Well, when you take a job, one thing you want to know is how much money the job will pay you.
Hey, that's a very good point. So how much will the rich man pay the other man?
He will pay $75 for just one day of work.
Really? One day of work? $75? I think that is good. I think most of us would work that job for that money.
Yes, I agree. And this man is looking for work, so this should be great for him. The rich man is being very good to him.
Yes, so the rich man hires him. When a boss gives you a job offer and then you decide to take the job, he hires you.
Well, I wonder how well he will do at the job. I hope he works hard and does a good job. Well, actually, let's find out. Here's part two.
That sounded fair to the man, and he agreed to work. So the rich man sent him to his restaurant to wash dishes. At noon, the rich man went out again. He saw a woman. She had no job and was looking for work.
Do you want to come and work at my restaurant?
The rich man asked.
I will pay you well.
The woman also went to work in his restaurant.
Okay, so the rich man found someone who wants a job. He offered that guy a job. When I give you a choice to make,I offer it to you. This job offer is for $75 for one day's work.
And that sounded fair to the man. Hey, Pauline, I will give you a new bicycle if you teach the lesson.
Hey, that sounds fair. I agree.
Oh, did I say only one lesson? I meant I will give you a bicycle if you teach all the lessons the rest of the year.
Now that doesn't sound fair. That is unfair. I don't agree.
Okay, well, good. Good thing I like teaching. We can keep teaching together. Well, this man agrees to work. I think it is a fair offer.
Okay, so the rich man sent this guy to the restaurant to wash dishes. And now we are going to send you over to Christina to learn more about this sentence.
老板安排这个工人到他的餐厅去洗碗盘。So the rich man sent him to his restaurant to wash dishes. 动词 send 在这里表达安排、派遣的意思。现在式是 send, send。过去式是 sent, sent。这是一个不规则变化的动词时态。句型 send someone to...Some place to do something, 就是派某人到某个地方去做某事。 我们来练习一下。I'll send him to the supermarket to get some drinks. 我会叫他去超市买些饮料。Mr. Jones sends me here to get his mail. Jones 先生让我来这里领他的邮件。
Thank you, Christina. Hey, Pauline, do you wash the dishes?
Well, of course I wash dishes. I don't want a kitchen full of dirty plates and bowls and... I don't like washing dishes, but it's better than having dirty dishes.
That is very true. So this man can wash the dishes. Well, the rich man wanted to hire more people for the day. At noon, the rich man went out again. He saw a woman.
She had no job and was looking for work. When you do not have a job but want one,Then we say that you are looking for work or looking for a job.
That's right. The rich man offers her a job, just like the first man. He asks her, Do you want to come and work at my restaurant?
Yes, she does. The man says that he will pay her well. Since the rich man is talking about how he will pay her, he uses the word well. Pay her well. So that means she should earn good money.
Okay, so this woman also agrees. She will start working at the restaurant right away. So today, the rich man already hired two people for the restaurant. We'll continue this story right after the break. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. So we're talking about a restaurant. Pauline, what are some jobs at a restaurant?
Oh, well, there are lots of jobs at a restaurant. I was a waitress at the restaurants I worked at. I served the food to people. But, of course, somebody needs to cook the food. Those are the cooks or the chef. Let's see. There's also the dishwasher. You can't have dirty dishes. There are lots of jobs.
That's right. It's a great place to work.So, friends, let's continue this story. Let's watch it together.
Late in the afternoon, the rich man went out one more time. He saw a man on a street corner.
Why are you doing nothing?
He asked.
I have no job.
The man answered sadly.
Well then,
said the rich man,
come and work in my restaurant.
And he promised to pay him for his time.
Okay, now it is late in the afternoon. Hey, Pauline, tell me about a normal day. How does it start?
Oh, okay. Well, I get up early in the morning and get ready for work.Then I go to the office and first check my email.
Oh, wait, you can stop right there. So you start work in the morning.
Yes, everyone does, I think.
Well, not in this story. Let's take another look at this together. Late in the afternoon, the rich man went out one more time. He saw a man on a street corner.
Oh, right. This man was also looking for a job.He was sad. He wanted to work, but didn't have the opportunity. He says, I have no job.
Well, don't worry. This rich man is very rich and pays very well. Let's go to Christina. She has some more to say about this.
在街上的这个男人难过地对老板说, I have no job, the man answered sadly.请你留意这个句子里的标点符号。虽然他说 I have no job, 这句话已经说完了。但是请看全句。I have no job, the man answered sadly. 请注意 job 的后面用了逗号而不是句号。因为全句结束的地方是 sadly. 这是英文的用法要留意。我们来看例句。请你注意标点符号。We like the soup, they said. 或者, I'm very hungry, the old man said.
Thanks, Christina. Now, I'd like to go back and look at two sentences. Why are you doing nothing? And I have no job.
Do nothing. The other way you can say this is, why are you not doing anything?
And you can either say, I have no job or I don't have a job. Both work. Try using both of them.
Well then.
Well then what? It seems like you have decided to say something.
Oh, that's what the rich man says. Well then, come and work in my restaurant. This man was sad, but now he has a job.
Not only that, but he promised to pay him for his time. That's another way of saying that it is a job.
Promise is a good word. If I promise to help you later, you expect me to do it. And then later, I will do it. I promise.
We trust our friends when they promise, then we know they will do it.
That's right. So this rich man promises these people that he will pay them, and it will be good work. Well, we'll continue this story tomorrow, but we have to stop right here. Let's review the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Own. Own. Do you own a car?
Hire. Hire. Bob works here. My dad hired him.
Fair. Fair. We each get one piece. That's fair.
Dish. Dish. Put the food in these dishes.
Promise. Promise. Tim promised to come to the dinner. Okay, friends, those are your key words for today. Keep on practicing. I promise it will help. All right, and now let's watch our story one more time together.
A rich man owned a busy restaurant. On one holiday, he needed to hire extra workers. Early that morning, he went out to find some. He saw a man. He was looking for work.
Would you like a job?
The rich man asked.
How much will you pay me?
The man asked.
I will pay you $75 for the day,
answered the rich man. That sounded fair to the man, and he agreed to work. So the rich man sent him to his restaurant to wash dishes. At noon, the rich man went out again. He saw a woman. She had no job and was looking for work.
Do you want to come and work at my restaurant?
The rich man asked.
I will pay you well.
The woman also went to work in his restaurant. Late in the afternoon, the rich man went out one more time. He saw a man on a street corner.
Why are you doing nothing?
He asked.
I have no job,
the man answered sadly.
Well then,
said the rich man,
come and work in my restaurant.
And he promised to pay him for his time.
What are you doing, Ginger?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Would you like a job?
No thanks. I don't like work.
Ginger, no job means no money.
I don't need money.
And no money means no bananas.
Okay, what's the job?
I want you to wash windows.
What will you give me if I wash windows?
I will give you $1.
Yay, $1! I'll do it!
Great! You'll need some soap, water, and something to wipe the windows. Something big and soft.
Hey, don't look at me!
I'm just kidding. Now get started, while it's still early.
Okay!
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed the first part of the story, but you must come back tomorrow. So it started out with a restaurant and a rich man that owns this restaurant. And he hired some workers for the day. And I think he's going to pay them very well.
Right. He hired 3 different people. One man he hired in the morning, and he promised him $75 for the whole day. Later, he hired another woman in the afternoon, and then another man. I wonder what will happen after the day is done.
Well, we will see tomorrow, so please join us then. Right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.